Meeting the challenge. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is would be a vertical sector of Launch Tennessee called Ag Launch that would help and assist rural businesses, rural ideas.
When Governor Haslam first went into office, he helped initiate the Launch Tennessee program, which helps to encourage entrepreneurship and innovation for startup companies to establish in the state. And likewise, the Department of Agriculture is also looking to help with that goal in the rural communities. Agriculture Commissioner Julius Johnson.
We are exploring with EC&D and with others in the ag community, developing an umbrella kind of organization called Ag Launch that would be essentially the director of traffic, that would be focused in totally on agriculture, trying to guide these folks that want to do new business entrepreneurships in the right direction, what their next step might be, and putting them with trainers and venture capital folks that might invest in their idea.
Commissioner Johnson says this effort is also a continuation of the governor's rural challenge that he issued to the ag community 2 years ago, and that was to look at ways of making Tennessee number one in the Southeast in the growth and development of agriculture and forestry.
We're trying to build a structure that would facilitate someone that has a great idea in the farm, wherever it might be, that affects agriculture and agricultural production in a good way that can create jobs and create income for Tennessee, whether it's on the farm or in rural communities of Tennessee.
And along with a challenge to increase job opportunities in our rural areas, Johnson says that goes hand in hand with the governor's concentration on a better education advantage for our students.
We've got to expect the best out of our education system as we try to increase the job opportunities in this state.
Commissioner of Agriculture Julius Johnson. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.